The word that the Lord put on my heart is found in Genesis 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And here I'm going to be talking to people who already love Jesus and have a relationship with Jesus, and also those who may have grown cold, or those who don't even know Him yet. This is going to speak to everybody, including me, because I was almost in tears when I was reading this and God was speaking to me. Let's just read verse 8 to 10. And it says, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.'" God, I just ask that you would speak to our hearts right now. Thank you, Lord, that this question, "Where are you?" you are speaking to us. You're asking, "Annalisa, where are you?" You place our names in that question, God. And you ask us where we are in the midst of our life, in the midst of everything that is going on. And so many of us have hidden ourselves from your presence. God, I ask right now that we would be able to honestly answer you today and enjoy your presence once again. The way you created us to, God. Jesus. You and I were created for His presence. That's the only thing we were created for. When we search for identity elsewhere, it's like Adam and Eve realized they were naked. They were suddenly without the covering of the glory of God because they had sinned. They had tried to find satisfaction in something else. They had listened to other voices. There are so many voices that catch our attention, and sometimes your and my ear are so better tuned to those voices than to the one we should be listening to. And Adam and Eve used to enjoy an amazing relationship with God. I mean, they would walk with Him. They would walk through the garden. Can you imagine what God felt when He would come to the garden to walk with them at the set time He had an appointment with them? It's like when you're married and you're like, "Let's go on a date." This was every day. And how He felt knowing that Adam and Eve were waiting for Him. Waiting. Ready? Okay, what are we going to talk about today? And I can just imagine, well, I guess I can't imagine, but the pain that God felt when He walked through the garden and didn't find them where He usually did. I mean, God, He knows everything already, but He wanted them to be honest with themselves and answer Him when He asked them where they were. And God said, "Adam and Eve, where are you?" And I want you to put your name in that question this morning. Where are you? Because so many times we're so distracted with life, with our aims, our goals. Okay, I want to get this job. I want to study this. I want to have this number of kids. I want to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. What about Him? What about His presence? We're Christians. We love Him. But we've forgotten why we were created. I just want you to know that that's God's greatest desire. Ever since He was, and He always was, His desire was to be with people. That's why He made you. He made you different to anything else in creation. You're not like a tree or an animal. He created them and it was good. But it wasn't enough. He needed you and me just to be. And it's amazing how so many times, well, most of the time, if not all the time, we blame other people or other circumstances or someone else for where we are in our life or for our nakedness. Being stripped of His presence. Oh, I didn't have time with Him today because... And I'm speaking from my own experience. I went through that in Mozambique, where God had to ask me, Lisa, where are you? And sometimes you don't even realize that you're missing him so much. Like Mel said, your appetite has become wanting for other things. And I just wanted to briefly go through some people that acknowledge the importance of the importance of the presence in their lives. And we can find them in the Word of God. Moses. Moses said to God, God, where would I go without your presence? I actually want to turn to there. If we can open up in Exodus chapter 38, verse 14 to 18. And this is where God is asking Moses to go into the promised land. But God is so upset with the people. Sorry, it's 33. I thought something was wrong. He's not going to go in with them. He's going to send an angel. And Moses is like, we are not budging from here if you don't come with us. Because he had spent already so long in the desert and he knew how much he needed the presence of God. What it was like to be desperate. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp, because Moses used to go outside the camp to talk with God, because not everybody had that relationship. So he had to retreat. You and I sometimes, a lot of the times, do need to retreat to be with him. But his servant Joshua, and I love this, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. He never left. He loved it so much in the tabernacle, the meeting tent where he would meet with God. Moses would come and go. He had stuff to do. But Joshua was being prepared for an even higher calling. He was going to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. So this was his preparation time. Guess what? It was just being with God. Every day. I can just imagine the stuff that God downloaded to Joshua in that place, day after day, year after year, until he was ready to actually lead the people, till he was actually ready to step into the call of God upon his life. Verse 14, and he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Then Moses says to God, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, please show me your glory. Moses wanted to see God's glory. He had his presence, but he wanted more. He wanted the glory of God. And I was looking up the meanings in the Strong's Concordance for glory. And this one really caught my attention. In the Hebrew, one of the meanings is the unspoken manifestation of God. God himself. His character, who he is, manifests to you. You encounter him. You know him. And that's what you and I were created to do. We were created to be carriers of God's glory wherever we go. And Yvonne, thank you for praying this morning for the city. You could just feel the presence of God. You guys are carrying the glory of God in this city. Vessels, broken vessels. And I just want to encourage all of you who feel broken, that's a good place. Because God only uses broken vessels. When Thiago and I were praying this morning, we were like, God, there's broken people this morning that you are just going to fill. And they're the ones that God loves to have an encounter with. Because we're doing nothing in our own strength. We know we can't do anything, so he has to do something. I cannot change myself. You cannot change yourself. We need the Holy Spirit of God to change us. And the only place that you and I are going to be changed and transformed is as we behold Him. As the glory of God falls upon us and takes us from glory to glory and transforms us to be like His character as we get to know the fullness of Him. Another man, Joshua was the other man who also understood the presence of God. David said, "Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me," in Psalm 51. He had sinned, but he had the good heart, the right heart. Yes, he sinned, but he knew where he had to turn to. He knew God was a gracious God, and he knew what he couldn't live without. He needed God's presence. That's what we need. I don't care living without electricity. I don't care going to church and you're kneeling down wanting to worship and you get up and your knees are all soiled because it's not a nice floor. Well, I prefer sand anyway. But you're there for God's presence. That's all you're there for. And there's a church in Mozambique that I love going to. Not all of them are the same. A lot of them are just religious. But there's one church I really like going to. And people are there for the presence. And our meetings can be like 4 hours long and nobody cares because we're in the presence. You can be on your face. The worship team doesn't care if their voice is heard in the microphone or not. We're with our faces on the ground worshiping the Lord. And that's what our life should be like every day, no matter where we are, no matter what we do. I just wanted to read Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23 describes our state of being before Jesus encounters us. And it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We've all sinned and we don't attain to the glory of God. We don't even measure up. We're not there. We can't. We can't partake of it without Jesus. And then 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 6, this is the good news. It says, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts, in your heart, in my heart, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." It's in the face of Jesus Christ that we can know the glory of God. So we're not there, but because of Jesus, as we recognize His Lordship in our lives, we can actually be a part of God's manifest character. And that's what it is to be in the image of God, which we go from glory to glory. Until we get to heaven, we'll still be in the process, but we get better every day. As we spend time with Him, as we allow Him to change us, as we enjoy His presence, that's what happens. I really, 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, just a little further down, it says, yes. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image," there it is, "from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." It's not in our strength. It's by the Spirit of the Lord that we are changed. And God commands. It says He commanded light to shine out of darkness. God commands stuff to happen and it happens. That word that was read at the Lord's Supper, it was talking about the power of, no, it was Sharon that read it, about in the beginning there was the Word, and He spoke and stuff was created. God speaks and stuff is created in your life. That's all we need. And I just want to encourage you today, cultivate a better ability to hear God's voice. Because that's what we need. We need to hear His voice. In the midst of all the other voices, we need to be able to discern what He's saying. It feels so good to hear His voice. And when we can hear His voice, He can lead us into the destiny that He has for us. Why am I in Africa? Because He wanted it. And, you know, I had a young boy say to me, because we like to minister to young people, so, you know, they're so full of questions. And one guy's like, I just feel like I'm doing nothing for God. I just feel like I have to do something so great for God. I'm like, really? It's wonderful. But I'm going to tell you a secret. All the great people in the Bible, do you know how they started? They started by being able to listen to God's heart. Intimacy. David was a man after God's heart, and he just loved to listen to what was on God's heart, and so he ended up doing great things. So when you can hear what the desires are that God has, what He's wanting to do in your city, what does He want to do in your school amongst the youth that you're with every day, what does He want to do at your workplace, which you only hear if you're spending time with Him. And then radical obedience steps in, and you're like, okay, God, use me. I know what you want, and I know what you're feeling, and I want it to become a reality, so here I am. God could do it without you, but He wants to use you. That's the way He works it. So I can see men and women here who God is using to change the world and will use to change the world, but it all begins at a place where no one will see. It's in the secret place. In the secret place of intimacy with the Lord, like Joshua, no one could see this young guy leading a million people into the promised land. He was nowhere to be seen. He was in the tabernacle, listening to God. So, yeah, this is a word that God gave me for you guys. Relationship. And as we build our relationship with Him, then it grows vertical as well. Horizontal as well with our neighbor. That's the two greatest commandments. It's not for nothing they're the two greatest commandments, because everything else is built on them. Loving God and loving your neighbor. Yeah. So God, I just thank You for Your presence. We are nothing without it. We're naked without Your glory. We're naked without the manifest presence of Your Spirit, God. And I just ask right now for every man and every woman, every child that is desperate for You, God. There is a cry deep inside of our spirits. We know there is more. Holy Spirit, I ask that You would come and encounter each person where they're at. You went to where Adam and Eve were, even though they were hiding, even though they themselves didn't want to come out and meet with You, God, You went. You are a God of love that seeks us out. And we draw near to You and know that You draw near to us. Holy Spirit, I thank You for a well that is welling up inside of each one of us, that so many people are going to come and want to drink from, God. Let the waters flow. Let the waters flow, God. I just want to open up here if anybody would like prayer. I just know the Lord wants to do something really special in people's lives this morning. I'm just going to ask Thiago to keep playing and ministering. And if you feel that God is asking you this question this morning, where are you? I want you to enjoy more of My presence, and you are hungry and you are crying out to God for another level of relationship with Him, for an outpouring of His Spirit in your life. I just invite you to come and allow God to do what He wants